أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحسبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا صدق الله العظيم. This is from ayah number 9 of Surah Al-Kahf. We go back to one of the reasons of the revelation of the surah, the circumstances under which it was revealed, that it was the Quraysh of Makkah that doubted, did not believe in the nubuwat of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They then went to the Yahud of Medina to find out about ways of testing the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they came up with 3 questions to ask Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One was about Ashabul Kahf, the people of the cave. The second was about Dhul Qarnayn. And the third was about the soul, the ruh. If he responds to 2 in a very positive manner, and the one he expresses not having knowledge about, then he is really and truly the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now begins the incident of the Ashabi Kahf, but once again in a very unique way. Allah Ta'ala says, addressing our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Am hasibata anna ashab al-kahfi wal-raqimi kanu min ayatina ajaba. That do you think, do you perceive that the incident of the people of Kahf and Raqim are these really amazing, wondrous incidents? If you look at that incident of the Ashabi Kahf and just then measure it, compare it to the incidents we see of Allah's Qudrat every day of our life. This is that message that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is telling us, that you focus your attention on the Ashabi Kahf that we will speak about. But before we go there, that every second of the day, do you not see these ajaib? Do you not see these qudrat of Allah? Do you not see the greatness of Allah Ta'ala manifesting in the daily occurrences of the sunrise, the sunset, the light, the darkness, the rain, the clouds, and everything besides you? So that is one response that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives in this ayah. However, Allah Ta'ala has referred to 2 aspects here. One is Ashabul Kahf and the other is Warraqim. Kahf actually refers to a big cave in a mountain. Ghar is something that is smaller. So this we will understand, that Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the people of the cave. But Warraqim, Arraqim has a meaning in Arabic which the ulama have stated, which means marqum. Marqum actually refers to something that is written down, something that is inscribed. Now the first question is, Allah Ta'ala speaking about Ashabul Kahf wa Raqim, one group of people or 2 different groups of people? By and large, most of the ulama have stated that Allah Ta'ala is speaking about one and the same group of people, that the Ashabul Kahf was Ashabul Raqim and the Ashabul Raqim was the Ashabul Kahf. Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah in his Bukhari has brought about a chapter that gives a slightly different perspective, but that is not a discussion for here and now. So hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about this Ashabul Raqim. Who are these Ashabul Raqim? One is, some ulama have stated that the Ashabul Kahf was called Ashabul Raqim because when whatever happened, happened, their names were inscribed on a tablet, the names were inscribed on a slate. So ar-raqim means something that is written, something that is ascribed. So that is why probably, possibly they were called Ashabul Raqim. However, some others have stated ar-raqim was the name of the mountain in which the cave was, and some say it was the name of the valley in which the cave was. So hence we come to the conclusion that this is one and the same group of people. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now goes on to the next aspect, that after Allah questioned that do you think this is a wondrous thing, a thing of magnificence and not the daily occurrences, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now speaks about the incident on a very general scale. It is as though Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is first giving us the synopsis, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala goes into the detail. Allah Ta'ala says, إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. Fitya again is the plural of the word fata, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala drives home a very, very important point, that these were not old people. They were not people that were disillusioned with life. Life has come to an end. But they were young people. Like Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when He spoke about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam breaking the idols, called Sami'ana Fatan. What is that fata? A person in the youth, that they understood Tawheed. They understood the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that they made a dua to Allah. And what was this dua? فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. O Allah, grant, bestow upon us rahma from your side. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. And O Allah, provide for us in our matter. It is a matter of concern. Grant us that guidance. A very beautiful dua, if we can learn this dua, seeking guidance from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nonetheless, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala now speaks about this dua that they made. In other words, there was a talab, there was a desire in their heart, seeking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmah, seeking the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So what actually happened with the Ashab-e-Kahf, we'll just begin with a few aspects from the beginning of the incident, and then inshallah, if Allah give us the tawfiq, we'll continue. That it was in the time, according to most of the commentators, a king by the name of Daqyanus. Daqyanus was a person who was an idolater. He was not only an idol worshipper, but he made sure that each and every one of his subjects, each and every person in his kingdom would worship idols. And these young people, the people in the youth that Allah Ta'ala speaks about, were people from the royal family, either the family of the king or from the courtiers. The family, the children of the courtiers of the king, they, on one occasion, it was a time of celebration, celebrating their idolatry, celebrating their shirk, and everyone was called out, like usual, for a festivity, and these young boys, they realized and they understood that this is not the way of life, this is not what Allah wants from us. Allah wants Tawheed, and in their hearts of hearts, obviously they denied this shirk that was being practiced, and hence they make this dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruk.